I think well-being is such a broad term in terms of what things can come under it. But the important thing to remember is that well-being is not the absence of illness. It's not just the absence of illness. That doesn't mean you're well. Just because you don't have an illness, you don't have a condition, that doesn't mean you're well. That just means you don't have an illness. But well-being is actually thriving. It's actually feeling physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually fulfilled. So sometimes with certain things, people think, oh, I don't need to worry about that because I feel like I feel fine, I'm not ill. I don't have to worry about my diet because I'm slim or whatever. I don't have to worry about meditation and things like that because I don't have any mental health challenges, I'm not stressed. But actually, that's not how it should be. We should have certain things that we do to look after ourselves, to make sure that we thrive in all of those different aspects of our life. So in terms of what you can do to look after your well-being, there's so many different things. But what I noticed was that in the UK, the wellness industry, and has become an industry rather than just, you know, a right for people, just like everything becomes an industry. It was very much focused on Western traditions and Eastern traditions. So I trained as a yoga teacher. I went to India and trained as a yoga teacher, and I learned about Ayurveda, which is their, it's kind of like their traditional medicine system. And it was really easy for me to do that. In the UK, I practiced yoga. I learned a lot of these things. And then I applied for the training. I went to India, got the training, came back. And when I was thinking about deepening my knowledge, I just had this, I guess it was like a message from the ancestors, I don't know, but it was this message that said, why are you going to someone else's country to learn all of this stuff when your ancestors had their own way of doing these things? Yeah. And I realized that the wellness industry, the wellness practices, the wellness knowledge that's available is really largely based on Western or Eastern knowledge. And when I tried to find the more African-centric information, it was really difficult to find. There was not a lot of information on our practices other than things that demonize, you know, our spirituality and things like that. So that's part of the catalyst of why I decided to move back home to Ghana. And what I have found so far is that with India, for example, there's a specific system called yoga. That's like a path of life. It works on your body, your mind, everything. Then there's this system, Ayurveda, which is like the traditional medicine system. Whereas here in Ghana, and I think West Africa as a whole, if not all of Africa, it's not so clear cut. And as I interrogated that, I realized that that's because well-being, spirituality, culture, tradition, all of these things were just intermingled. It was just how we lived. Yeah. And then as we've become more modern, we've lost a lot of those things and again, demonized some of those things because maybe we associate it with African traditional religions or whatever. Or there's also some things that we just haven't seen the value in because we've had so many centuries of being told that we have no value in our land, in our practices, in our anything. So what I realized was that a lot of the things I was looking for, it wasn't, oh yeah, go to this place and you'll find out about African wellness. No, it's just how we live. It's look at how our ancestors used to live. It's look at the little things that we do even now that maybe we don't realize are connected to that kind of African wellness, general way of living. So sorry, that was a long introduction, but what can you actually do? So what's interesting is that there's this perception that you know, being one with nature and all of that stuff is kind of like a hippie, like white hippie kind of thing to do, but actually that is the basis of African wellness. We traditionally have always been at one with nature. We've had people who can just walk along the road and see a leaf and know what the medicinal benefits of that leaf are. Mm-hmm. We've, you know, traditionally lived very close to the ground. We've used the natural ground that we're living on for our shelter. We've turned to different foods for medicine. So that's the first thing that we can do, is being more connected with nature. And it doesn't have to be like you're going to hug a tree or anything like that, but even just getting some plants in your house, you know, it actually is really good for our well-being. It makes sense. They produce oxygen, we breathe oxygen. So scientifically, it makes sense having more plants around, or just going out to spend more time in the garden. If you don't have a garden, just, you know, going for walks, getting outside, getting some fresh air, and spending more time with nature is important for our well-being. And it is inherently African, even if we don't realize it. And then the second part of using nature more is, you know, Mother Earth has given us all this medicine that we don't even realize the benefits of. So I would really encourage everyone to start thinking of herbs and things like that more like medicine rather than just something you put on your food. So, for example, an example, I'm going to say some examples that are things that are probably already in your cupboards to, so that it actually connects. But things like rosemary, for example. Rosemary is really good antibacterial, and it's also good for inflammation. So if you're having any kind of body pains or anything like that, brewing some rosemary tea and drinking that throughout the day is actually a form of medicine without having to take painkillers. Turmeric is also really good medicine that you find here in Ghana, in the UK, of course you can get it as well, but it grows in the ground here in Ghana. So, you know, that's also something that is, you know, from our land. And turmeric is really, really good for anti-inflammatory uses. You can actually even place it on the skin. So let's say you have like a knee injury or something, and that area is inflamed. You can make a paste with turmeric and some coconut oil or any oil really, and just put it on that area that's inflamed, and you'll notice that the inflammation goes down, and then you just wash it off when you're done. Mm-hmm. But of course you can take it internally as well. So you can drink turmeric tea, which is just turmeric boiled with water. You can have turmeric milk, again, just milk boiled with turmeric. You can use oat milk, almond milk if you don't drink dairy milk. And that's really good for getting rid of inflammation in the body. And especially in the UK, among the Black community, we have a lot of challenges with things like hypertension, diabetes, yeah, heart conditions generally. And these are all things that some of our herbs can be really helpful for. So there's a herb called hawthorn, and that's used a lot here in traditional medicine. You can find hawthorn tea in the UK, and that is good for lowering blood pressure. There's also a herb called ginseng, and that's really good for lowering blood sugar. So, basically just getting to know a little bit about different herbs and using them as more of a medicine is also an inherently African wellness practice that is very easy to start doing. One other herb that I wanted to mention is peppermint, because a lot of people, mainly in the UK, a lot of people suffer with IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, or generally problems with the stomach, basically, problems with digestion. And that's because that is very much associated with high levels of stress and anxiety. And peppermint is a really good herb for soothing those stomach issues. So just drinking peppermint tea if you're ever having an upset stomach is a good idea. So those are some of the examples of the herbs that you can use. So that's another way of using, connecting with nature, basically. And then another practice, which is something that I think as a generation we are starting to fall back in love with, is our traditional dances. So these dances aren't often seen as like a wellness practice, but actually the dances that we did were always very they each had a meaning, and they're each much more than just moving your body and doing a dance. You know, our ancestors performed to them at different ceremonies. They performed different dances for different times, for different meanings. So those dances are, there's something spiritual about them, especially with the drum beats that they're danced with. And it's something that, if we are trying to make comparisons, could be compared to the physical practice of yoga in India, for example. It's something that has been with them for thousands and thousands of years, and our dances are something that have been with us for thousands and thousands of years. So dancing in itself, it doesn't have to be specifically the traditional dances, but dancing is something that African people have been doing for a long time, and it's something that is good for our bodies, but also it's a form of meditation, because when you dance, and not like the dancing that you do when you come to Bloomba, like proper dancing, when you just let go and you feel the drum beat and you just let your body move, that kind of dancing is a meditation, because it takes you out of up here. All this overthinking instantly stops, and it just brings you back into your body. Yeah, so by the time you finish that dance, you're out of breath, but also your body is calm because you haven't been in your mind running everything over for however long you've been dancing. So I would challenge all of you, when you finish this call, to just find some African music on Spotify and just dance around your room for at least 10 minutes. And I guarantee you'll feel better afterwards. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to be traditional. Put some Afro beats on if you want. Just dance and just get into your body and out of your mind.
So I have a question, and it's asking, does ginseng and peppermint grow in Ghana? Because for those of you that have joined, Araba is based in Ghana. She's moved away from the UK and is been based in Ghana for 18 months now. So on your travels in Ghana, do you know ginseng and peppermint grows there as well for those?
Yes, it does. It's not indigenous to Ghana, but it does grow here. Yeah. Wow. And that's the thing with plants as well, with herbs, is that even cocoa is not indigenous to Ghana, as I'm sure many of you know the story. But because over the centuries, our people have been exploring other places, bringing herbs back, planting them here. We have herbs like peppermint and ginseng growing here, but they are not native to Ghana.
Okay, fantastic. And then in terms of exercise, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I'm missing or anything, because I think you've answered my questions in terms of like tips and tricks of how to just kind of stay at one. And I think one that I definitely have been doing is staying at one with nature, hence my wall here.
Yes, beautiful.
I live a wall that keeps me going, but I have plants as well in the house, and definitely I'm where I live in Kent. Where did you live? Sorry, was you based
in Bromley? In Bromley.
Oh, that's quite close to me. Yeah, so I'm in Orpington. Oh. Lots of greenery.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Perfect. So I think for me, it's just that just reconfirming the nature side of things. I think we're so busy here that it's just outside our door, but the busyness of things is what is keeping us away from even the
nature.
So I have no other questions, and usually it's at this time where I will pause and ask those that are on the call if they have any questions that they would like to ask you in terms of like just well-being checks that they would want to know, maybe on behalf of parents, perhaps like maybe their mums and dads or siblings or themselves. So has anybody on the call got any questions that they'll like to ask at all? I'll leave that to you, but I'm going to make my notes as I wait.
Hi everyone, I have a question.
Oh, your mic's breaking up a lot, Isaac.
Okay, is that any better?
No, I don't know what it is. I think it's like, let me stop, hold on one second. I think it's like, what's it? It's like rustling. Try again. Let's see.
Yeah, it's like
how about now?
Yeah,
is it better?
Yeah.